They huddled closer and stared at the door. They just didn't use another part of their bodies, and they didn't look at anything but the door. The time was past for asking the white folks what to look for through that door. Six eyes were questioning God. Through the screaming wind, they heard things crashing and things hurtling and dashing with unbelievable velocity. A baby rabbit, terror-ridden, squirmed through a hole in the floor and squatted off there in the shadows against the wall, seeming to know that nobody wanted its flesh at such a time. And the lake got madder and madder, with only its dikes between them and him. In a little wind lull, Tea Cake touched Janie and said, "I reckon you wish now you had have stayed in your big house, away from such as this, don't you?"
"No.
No? Yeah, no. People don't die till the time come, nohow. Don't care where you at. I'm with my husband in a storm, that's all." "Thank you, ma'am. But supposing you was to die now, you wouldn't get mad at me for dragging you here?"
"No.
We've been together around 2 years. If you can see daylight at daybreak, you don't care if you die at dusk. It's so many people never see the light at all." I was fumbling around, and God opened the door. He dropped to the floor and put his head in her lap. "Well then, Janie, you meant what you didn't say, 'cause I never knowed you were so satisfied with me like that. I kinda thought." The wind came back with triple fury and put out the light for the last time. They sat in company with others in other shanties, their eyes straining against crude walls and their souls asking if he meant to measure their puny might against his. They seemed to be staring at the dark, but their eyes were watching God. As soon as Tea Cake went out, pushing wind in front of him, he saw that the wind and water had given life to lots of things that folks think of as dead, and given death to so much that had been living things. Water everywhere. Stray fish swimming in the yard. 3 inches more and the water would be in the house. Already in some. He decided to try to find a car to take them out of the glades before worse things happen. He turned back to tell Janie about it so she could be ready to go. "Get our insurance papers together, Janie. I'll tote my box myself," and things like that. "You got all the money at the dresser drawer already? No, get it quick and cut a piece off the tablecloth to wrap it up in. Us liable to get wet to our necks. Cut a piece of that oilcloth quick for our papers. We got to go if it ain't too late. The dish can't bear it out no longer." He snatched the oilcloth off the table and took out his knife. Janie held it straight while he slashed off a strip. "But Tea Cake, it's too awful out there. Maybe it's better to stay here in the wet than it is to try to..." He stunned the argument with half a word. "Fix," he said, and fought his way outside. He had seen more than Janie had. Janie took a big needle and ran up a longish sack, found some newspaper and wrapped up the paper money and papers and thrust them in and whipped over the open end with her needle. Before she could get it thoroughly hidden in the pocket of her overalls, Tea Cake burst in again. "'Tain't no cars, Janie."
"I thought not. What we gonna do now?"
"We got to walk."
"In all this weather, Tea Cake? I don't believe I could make it out to quarters."
"Oh, yeah, you can. Me and you and Motorboat can all lock arms and hold one another down. Eh, Motor?" "He's sleep on the bed in yonder," Janie said. Tea Cake called without moving. "Motorboat, you better get up from there. Hell done broke loose in Georgia this minute. How can you sleep at a time like this? Water knee deep in the yard." They stepped out in water almost to their buttocks and managed to turn east. Tea Cake had to throw his box away and Janie saw how it hurt him. Dodging flying missiles, floating dangers, avoiding stepping in holes, and warmed on the wind, now at their backs, until they gained comparatively dry land. They had to fight to keep from being pushed the wrong way and to hold together. They saw other people like themselves struggling along, a house down, here and there frightened cattle, but above all, the drive of the wind and the water and the lake. Under its multiplied roar could be heard a mighty sound of grinding rock and timber and a wail. They looked back, saw people trying to run in raging waters and screaming when they found they couldn't. A huge barrier of the makings of the dike to which the cabins had been added was rolling and tumbling forward. 10 feet higher, as far as they could see, the muttering wall advanced before the braced-up waters like a road crusher on a cosmic scale. The monstropolous beast had left his bed. The 200-mile-an-hour wind had loosed his chains. He seized hold of his dikes and ran forward until he met the quarters, uprooted them like grass, and rushed on after his supposed-to-be conquerors, rolling the dikes, rolling the houses, rolling the people in the houses, along with other timbers. The sea was walking the earth with a heavy heel. "The lake is coming!" Tea Cake gasped. "The lake!" In amazed horror from Motorboat. "The lake! It's coming behind us!" Janie shuddered. "Us can't fly! But we still can run!" Tea Cake shouted, and they ran. The gushing water ran faster. The great body was held back, but rivers spouted through fissures in the rolling wall and broke like day. The three fugitives ran past another line of shanties that topped a slight rise and gained a little. They cried out as best they could, "The lake is coming!" And barred doors flew open, and others joined them in flight, crying the same as they went, "The lake is coming!" And the pursuing waters growled and shouted ahead, "Yes, I'm coming!" And those who could fled on. They made it to a tall house on a hump of ground, and Janie said, "Let's stop here. I can't make it no further. I'm done give out." "All of us is done give out," Tea Cake corrected. "We's going inside out this weather. Kill or cure." He knocked with the handle of his knife while they leaned their faces and shoulders against the wall. He knocked once more. Then he and Motorboat went round to the back and forced a door. Nobody there. "These people had more sense than I did," Tea Cake said as they dropped to the floor and lay there panting. "Us all went on with lies, like he asked me." "You didn't know," Janie contended. "And when you don't know, you just don't know. The storms might not have come, sure enough." They went to sleep promptly, but Janie woke up first. She heard the sound of rushing water and sat up. "Tea Cake! Motorboat! The lake is coming!" The lake was coming on, slower and wider, but coming. It had trampled on most of its supporting wall and lowered its front by spreading. But it came, muttering and grumbling onward like a tired mammoth, just the same. "This is a high, tall house. Maybe it won't reach here at all," Janie counseled. "And if it do, maybe it won't reach to the upstairs part." "Janie, Lake Okeechobee is 40 miles wide and 60 miles long. That's a whole heap of water. If this wind is shoving that whole lake this away, this house ain't nothing to swallow. Us better go. Motorboat." "What you want, man?" "The lake is coming." "Oh, no, it ain't." "Yes, it is so coming. Listen, you can head way off. It can just come on. I'll wait right here." "Oh, get up, Motorboat. Let's make it to the Palm Beach Road. That's on a fill. We's pretty safe there."
"I'm safe here, man. Go ahead if you want to. I'm sleepy."
"What you gonna do if the lake reach here?"
"Go upstairs.
Suppose they come up there.
Swear, man, that's all. Well, goodbye, motorboat. Everything's pretty bad, you know. Us might get missed to one another. You sure is a grand friend for a man to have. Goodbye, tea cake. Y'all ought to stay and sleep, man. No using going on and leaving me like this. We don't wanna. Come on with us. It might be nighttime when the water hem you up in here. That's how come I won't stay. Come on, man. Tea cake. I got to have my sleep. Definitely. Goodbye, Aunt Mota. I wish you all the luck. Going over to Nassau for that visit with you when all this is over. Definitely, tea cake. My mama's house is yours.